Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Before we get to Bill Littlefield's commentary for this week, here are some of the things we've got planned for this weekend's show. We'll talk to the Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay about the item he had confiscated by the NCAA while he was covering a game in the men's basketball tournament. Here's a hint, it was covered in cats. ESPN's Michelle Smith will join us for a preview of the women's Final Four. And in the late 19th century, America's favorite sport was endurance walking. Yep, people walking for days on end, hundreds of miles on tracks inside arenas. There's a new book about it called Pedestrianism, and we'll talk to the author Matthew Algio. This week, Bill has based his commentary on an event happening at Fenway Park before the Red Sox home opener on Friday. On Thursday, the Red Sox will unveil a new logo on the left field wall, better known as the Green Monster. Foxwoods, the Connecticut casino, will be prominently featured on the wall this season. Bill imagines that some fans may be uncomfortable with this development, but others won't.
They sat beside each other in the grandstand out and right. The April wind blew through the park. It was a chilly night. The two had gone to games for years in daylight and in dark, companions in the cramped historic seats at Fenway Park. That park's endured the changes every ownership has wrought, redecorating Fenway with the products that have bought the space. And on this night, upon the greenish wall and left, a monster wall that once of signage used to be bereft, there was a sign for Foxwoods, fancy land of whirling slots, where poker players push their money into growing pots, where dreamers enter flush with cash and often leave with none, though all the TV ads assert that you will be the one who beats the house and leaves the building feeling like a star, and headed home stops briefly to pick up a bigger car, saved by that evening's lucky streak from any need to grouse, and ready to acquire very soon a bigger house. But hey, one grandstand sitter said while turning to his buddy, with Foxwoods on the wall, the issue gets a little muddy. Pete Rose is out of baseball. Out of baseball he will stay, for betting hard on everything and almost every day. Okay, his friend replied, but that's a different sort of deal. Casinos aren't illegal, and no matter how you feel about the hand that Rose was dealt, the banishment and such, the country likes to gamble. Every dude's an easy touch, for Foxwoods and such places built to separate a man from what he's earned by working just as quickly as they can. You're right, I guess, the first guy said, but still it seems to me that of casino ads, perhaps the ballpark should be free. For betting here or betting there, it's betting all the same. I think you're nuts, his buddy said. Shut up and watch the game.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, visit onlyagame.org. Every week we publish the text and audio there. And a note to our listeners who are on Facebook and Twitter, this week we're changing our handles. If you already like and follow us, you'll still get our tweets and posts. But our new handle on Twitter is @onlyagamenpr. That's @onlyagamenpr. And our Facebook address is facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. Again, onlyagamenpr. Thanks for listening.